Hello, I'm Malcolm Hart, and this is another edition of What We Are Reading. And one of the books I'm reading at the moment is this one, The Search for God and the Path to Persuasion by Peter May. A book all about how we can be more effective in persuading people of the truth of the Gospel of Jesus, the Bible, and of God. And in this chapter, chapter 14, called Telling His Story, Peter offers some advice as to how to construct a conversation with someone who's interested in listening to you about your beliefs about the gospel, but perhaps doesn't have any faith themselves. And so rather than talk about the Bible, because they may not believe in that, or even talking about Jesus, he suggests we might start with God. And he offers this memorable outline, an outline we can memorize as to a structure for conversations. I wonder what you think about this. So he says this, that perhaps we start with God, then we move on to man, then we go back to God, then we talk about what if I do, and conclude with what if I don't. So let's look into this a little bit more. Here are some excerpts from his 3-minute version of that. Often a conversation will last more than 3 minutes, but sometimes you only have a short window to be able to explain the gospel to someone, or at least get their interest piqued. And so this is not a word for word version, but it'll give you some idea of what he's talking about. So we begin with God. God. We believe in the God, in God for good reasons. He's the only credible explanation for the universe, both its creation out of nothing and its fine tuning for intelligent life. We believe in the reality of good and evil, grounded in the ultimate goodness of God. The character of God's been revealed in the historic person of Jesus, and he was crucified and raised from the dead. Then we go to man. That's God first, then man. We believe humankind was intended to live in a close and dependent relationship with God. I like that. Reflecting his goodness. But we've declared our independence of God, and we've lived lives in isolation from him, following our own desires, and hence the mess we are in. So God, then man. Thirdly, back to God. God's ultimate character is love, and he set out on his own personal rescue mission to bring us back into a relationship with himself. He did that through Christ, who's an historic person. He came into our world, declared what we need to know. More than that, carried in himself the judgment that our independence deserves. Christ's death, we then talk about, experienced in our place, forgiveness is offered, no matter what we have done, how bad that is. And through his death and his resurrection, he calls us to turn away from all the things that we know to be wrong and to live a new life following Christ in discipleship, empowered by his Spirit. So we go on God, man, back to God. And then, what if we do? If we turn to God, accept his offer of forgiveness, we can start afresh, redeeming our days by loving God first and foremost, inspired by him to love our neighbor with the same kind of passion. And this spiritual life, allowing God to be God over us, does not end in our death, but continues in his presence into eternity. If God made this extraordinary world, why should we think he cannot make another? And then the last section, so we've gone God, man, God, what if we do? And then finally, what if we don't? If we continue to ignore God's purposes for us, we will be held accountable for our actions. In turning away from God, we are destined to be separated from him in eternity. Not a heavy point, but a sobering point, perhaps. So what do you think about that sequence, that line of thinking, that line of explanation, if you're talking to someone who doesn't yet believe? You're not trying to convince them of everything straight away, but at least to give them the core of the message here, and to get them to think more deeply about their lives. So God, then man, then God, then what if I do, and then what if I don't? Have you found a particular way of explaining the gospel to be very effective with people who don't believe? Let me know. I and others who watch these would love to know, and let's share our collective wisdom and experience. You can email me, mccx@mac.com, or you can leave a message anywhere you hear or see this recording. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day. God bless.